Another dry, gray day in northern Utah. We are socked in with haze and the inversion. But if you're in the mountains, well, different story.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies.
Doesn't that sound nice? Yes, let's just appreciate that mental image for a minute, because if you live and work below the inversion layer, you're not seeing those blue skies. You're stuck in a stinky bowl. Dr. Cheryl Tirazi is a pulmonary physician at University Hospital. She says the bad air is making for busy days at work.
I can say that I have personally seen many patients who have lung disease that have come in with worse respiratory symptoms, which they believe is due to bad air quality. And I've talked to many of the other pulmonary doctors I work with who say the same thing. In my experience, we usually see a lot of patients who have lung disease who come in saying that they have worse respiratory symptoms when the air quality is bad.
But the problems aren't limited just to people who are already sensitive.
A lot of people who don't have lung disease do have respiratory symptoms when the air quality is bad. And there's some data, there's evidence that shows that even people without lung disease will have inflammation in their lungs and in their body when they're exposed to air pollution.
Dr. Tirazi says the best treatment is getting rid of the smog. Ideally, that would mean removing it. But getting above the inversion to clearer air is also an option. She says people who are sensitive to air pollution should avoid exercising outdoors. The other big problem is the fact that the winter inversion season coincides with the typical cold and flu season, so if you or the kids come down with a bug, the bad air only makes it worse. Brian Stone with Primary Children's Hospital says,
in particular, kids who have asthma or already have something that may make them at greater risk, if they then get a virus on top of that, and then we give them that sort of triple whammy with a bad air as well, they can be at high risk.
Which is part of why you hear about schools keeping kids indoors during recess during the worst of the inversions.